The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. One of my favorite songs of all time. How did I know that,
Rolien? How did I know that? Let's move on to the news. There's a lot to talk about this afternoon. First, I want to put it out there that I'm hugely embarrassed to be a South African today. Lots my government had to say about Miss Israel, not so much about the murder of a South African citizen.
Yeah, it's absolutely uncanny that the South African government, and in particular Durco, seem to have all the time in the world to bully and intimidate a 24-year-old, beautiful, articulate woman and try to decide her future for her. And yet they can't summon up, unlike countries from all around the world, including the United States, the UK, Poland, Sweden, Czech Republic, Albania, Italy, the European Union, and so many, many places, the Minister for the Commonwealth, who've all seemed to find the time to condemn the horrendous terror attack that cost us the young life of Ellie Kay, somebody very special to the community in South Africa, Israel, and beyond. A young man who exemplified our greatest Jewish and Zionist values, born in South Africa and was brutally murdered by a Hamas terrorist on his way to work on Sunday morning. They don't seem to have any time to condemn that. And yesterday, the South African Zionist Federation issued a statement saying that it had been over 24 hours since the brutal, brutal murder of Ellie Kay, and there has not been a public condemnation, nor has there been, and this I find even more repugnant, message of condolence to the family or any offer of assistance to them. It is absolutely beyond my comprehension.
So, Rolien, I thought about this after our chat yesterday as well, and I'm not a member of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, so I don't need to be politically correct. I might be putting you in a difficult position. However, I was thinking, if we accept the definition of anti-Semitism as has been agreed by the International Holocaust Association, which is singling Israel out for special attention, then I live in an anti-Semitic country. Not an anti-Semitic country, a country with an anti-Semitic government, really.
Well, this is, as you say, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, their definition of anti-Semitism is exactly that, is the singling out of Israel. There are three criteria by which anti-Semitism can be measured according to Human Rights Icon. And great friend of Nelson Mandela, I must just stress that, Natan Sharansky, who says that we have to look at the three D's. Demonization, well, we know the calling of Israel as an apartheid state is demonization of the Jewish state. Double standards, which is exactly what we see applied to the state of Israel. I do find it an absolute double standard when we have the government able to cozy up to any tin pot dictator that looks in the way of the country. And I grew up in South Africa, so I do think I have room to criticize here, but are silent when it comes to the human rights transgressions of other countries, but have all the time in the world to condemn Israel and to use that time to try and prevent a beauty queen from participating in a non-political pageant. And the other one is delegitimization, and we see it with certain organizations that have a lot of, and I'm going to just put it out there, that have a lot of influence, whose sole aim, because they know that Israel cannot be defeated militarily, is to try and create an image of a pariah state around the Jewish state. Incidentally, they too are silent on human rights transgressions around the world, including the brutal genocide of the Uyghur people in China, the hanging and persecution of the LGBTQ plus community in Iran and other parts of the world. And I could go on. Even on the African continent, they are silent with the human rights abuses there. But their sole purpose exists, and it's very much part of the foreign policy of South Africa to demonize Israel and to try and call into question the legitimacy of the nation state of the Jewish people.
Let's stay on that issue for a while, because another issue that you wanted to raise this afternoon is, does human rights, and I'm sure we mean council here, I'm not sure we've got this correct on our side, who exactly are we referring to? Do they have a strategy aimed purely at harming Israel?
Well, the intention was, does Human Rights Watch have an intention of harming Israel?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, those of us who are active on social media see that Ken Roth, he's the director of Human Rights Watch, has an agenda. He seems to wake up every morning and look at ways to tweet how much he can bring Israel into disrepute. Now, a human rights organization whose founder took a step back from the organization and in fact wrote an op-ed for the New York Times. You know, in the days that you could write a New York Times op-ed, yeah, criticizing an anti-Israel organization, said that he's concerned about the path, and he used the word anti-Semitic, that Human Rights Watch was going down. Now, we know that Human Rights Watch published a report called Crossing the Threshold, where they called Israel an apartheid state. This was co-opted by one Omar Shakir, their director from the Middle East, who was under our anti-BDS laws kicked out of the country because he was harming our national security. And where we see the influence is with people like Sally Rooney, is with Ben and Jerry's, who have admitted that they took the advice of Shakir and Human Rights Watch, of something that you and I spoke about last week, which is the signing of a letter by Hollywood movie stars, including Richard Gere. I mean, I know, Simon, whenever I need some important information about the Middle East and some education, I always go to star of Pretty Woman, Richard Gere. Yeah. For his advice and for his, you know, sage knowledge, the same as Susan Sarandon, who I don't think has been in a hit movie in goodness knows how long. But of course, one does have to remain relevant, Simon. But the common denominator, yeah, here seems to be Human Rights Watch. And it's dangerous because if you do engage with these stars or with these people, they go back to this report that was released. I'm waiting with bated breath, or maybe I shouldn't hold my breath, yeah, for the Human Rights Watch report on Hamas, the terrorist organization. But then again, this is an organization whose director, Ken Roth, tweeted out that he had coffee with Hezbollah. So I'm not going to hold my breath.
And also related to that, Rolene, is the fact that Yair Lapid has apparently urged Turkey to shut down Hamas. Now, the positive I'm seeing in there is that there's a good enough relationship to make that request in the first place. That's a change.
Well, this is something very, very important. And we spoke about it in the whole way that the imprisonment of the Israeli couple, also from Modi'in, on allegations of espionage was handled by our government. We went the quiet diplomacy route instead of the usual war of words. And we do understand that it was required from President Erdogan that a public thank you happened, which is fine. But, you know, in the game of politics, you scratch my back, I'll tickle yours. It's time for Israel to also say, okay, we're going to play this game of talking to each other. We know that Naftali Bennett, our prime minister, spoke to Erdogan, the first Israeli premier to do so since 2013. He also spoke to our president, Isaac Herzog, which shows a warming of ties. Now we have our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, who's called on Turkey to address the issue of having the Hamas network and officers of Hamas present in Istanbul, and said Turkey needs to follow the example of the United Kingdom and proscribe Hamas. So very interesting to see how this is going to be handled.
Interesting indeed. Ro, as always, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Me and my spiky heels will be back tomorrow.